वंदना ब्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Prabhupada. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरि बोल। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोऽयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितम् Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitamscha Vancha Kalpataro Bhyascha कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याय नमने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे प्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मदेकबंधुमत्संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारक मद्भाग्य मदानंद नमास्तुते असाधु साधुतादायिन अतिनीचुचतारक हानमुंच कदाचिन्माम प्रेम्णारित कंठय स्फुरः ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 19 किंग यजाति अचीव्स लिबरेशन टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 राइट 16 ओके यादुस्त्यजा दुर्मतिभिः जिर्यतो या न जिर्यते ताम तृष्णां दुःखनिवहां सर्वकामो द्रुतं त्यजेत् या दुस्त्यजा दुर्मतिभिः जिर्यतो या न जिर्यते ताम तृष्णां दुःखनिवहां सर्वकामो द्रुतं त्यजेत् या दुस्त्यजा दुर्मतिभिः जिर्यतो या न जिर्यते ताम तृष्णां दुःखनिवहां सर्वकामो द्रुतं त्यजेत् प्लीज रिपीट
Yeah.
माता जी Hare Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki ya that which dustyaja extremely difficult to give up durmati bhihi by persons too attached to material enjoyment. Jiryataha, even by one who is an invalid because of old age. Ya, that which, na, not, jiryate, is vanquished, tam, such, trishnam, desire, dukkhani baham, which is the cause of all tribulations, sarmakamaha, a person desiring his own happiness. Drutam, very soon, tyajet, should give up. Translation, for those who are too attached to material enjoyment, sense gratification is very difficult to give up. Even when one is an invalid because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification. Therefore, one who actually desires happiness must give up such unsatisfied desires, which are the cause of all tribulations. Purport. We have actually seen, especially in the Western countries, that men who have reached more than 80 years of age still go to nightclubs and pay heavy fees to drink wine and associate with women. Although such men are too old to enjoy anything, their desires have not ceased. Time deteriorates even the body itself, which is the medium for all sensual satisfaction. But even when a man becomes old and invalid, his desires are strong enough to dictate that he go here and there to satisfy the desires of his senses. Therefore, by the practice of bhakti yoga, one should give up his lusty desires, as explained by Sri Yamunacharya. Yadavadhi mama chita krishna padaro binde nava nava rasadhama nadyantarantumasit tadavadhi batanari sangameshmariyamane bhavati mukha vikaraha sustu nishthi banamcha. When one is Krishna conscious, he gets more and more happiness by discharging duties for Krishna. Such a person spits on sense gratification, especially that of sexual enjoyment, and experienced advanced devotee is no longer interested in sex life. The strong desire for sex can be subdued only by advancement in Krishna consciousness. We have been hearing about Maharaj Yajati. In this person particularly, we are hearing to the realization of a saintly king, Yajati Maharaj, how he has realized the process of becoming free from the desires for sense gratification. In the previous section, we have seen Maharaj Yajati, he addresses his wife by saying, "Oh, my dear wife with beautiful eyebrows," he says, "I am extremely attached to you. In fact, I am infatuated by your beauty. I am illusioned. And being so much attached to you, I have actually forgotten the real task of self-realization. I have forgotten what I should do and what I should not do." So when Maharaj Yajati addresses his wife by such words, oh, wife may say, "Well, you are attracted to my beauty. Never mind. Come and enjoy. Your mind will be satisfied. In that way, you can become free from this illusion. Okay? So listen to me." No. Yajati Maharaj has realized what he should do. Then Yajati Maharaj, in next two verses, in 13 and 14, he says, "Actually, by enjoying these material opulences, one can become peaceful in one's mind. The desire for material sense gratification does not subside by implicating oneself more and more in material enjoyment." That's why he says, you know, whatever the opulence that are available in the world, that may be in form of brihi, java, hiranyam, pasava, striha, all these material opulences cannot satisfy a person who is lusty, who is just simply desirous to enjoy this material world. And then he gives a nice analogy, just like by the supply of ghee to a fire, one cannot extinguish the fire. Na jatu kama kama nam bhogina samyata samyati. हविषा कृष्ण व्रत में वो भूयो एवाभिवर्धते रेदर बाय सप्लाइंग सच घी टू द फायर इट इंक्रीजेस द फायर सो इन दैट वे जजाति महाराज ही स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम द रियलाइजेशन ओ देन द क्वेश्चन कैन बी आस्क्ड वेल यू डोंट वांट टू एंजॉय डोंट वांट टू सेटिस्फाई योर माइंड हाउ डू यू डिजायर टू बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम सच डिजायर्स देन स्टार्टिंग विथ टेक्स्ट नंबर 15 फ्रॉम यस्टरडे फॉर नेक्स्ट सिक्स वर्सेस जजाति महाराज ही गिव्स द प्रिंसिपल्स ही डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ One who is desirous to become free from the desire of sense gratification, what he should do? First of all, he said, one has to be non-envious and one should not desire ill fortune for anyone. Should maintain equilibrium position, he should be equipoised. That is one recommendation he gave. One should not be envious. We have seen different devotees who, being free from the envious mentality, have come to the platform of Paramahamsa and have successfully conquered their enemy, which is lust. Lust is actually enemy. Lust is just an enemy for the devotees. Jahi Satru Mahabhav Kama Rupam Durasadam. Krishna says to Arjuna, here, Satru Kama Rupa Durasadam. This lusty desires are Satru, the enemies. So, how one can become free from the attacks of this enemy? In this particular text number 16, the next recommendation have been given, sarma kama drutam tyajet. That is the main point of this verse. Sarma kama, one desiring his own happiness. Sarma kama. Sarma kama drutam tyajet. In this connection, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he comments, sarma kama. Svo satrunam api mangalam kamayate sa. Sarma kama. He defines sarma kama. Who is a sarma kama? Svo satrunam api mangalam kamayate sa. Means that one who desires mangalam, auspiciousness, or he praises his enemy, we can say in that way. So in this context, we are discussing this lusty desire as the enemy of one who sincerely desires Krishna consciousness. How one can attain the divine consciousness when he is constantly being attacked by his enemy. So in this connection, I need to understand when Acharya like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says, so satrunam mangalam kamayate. So what is that mangalam that one will pray to his enemy and he will become free from their attacks? He will become free from the attacks of these enemies. We have to understand this. How does it become possible? And what sort of auspiciousness, or you can say what sort of prayer one can offer to his enemy in form of lusty desires so that he can become free from their attacks. So that's why in this connection, in this verse actually, the sarma kama drutam tyajet, one who desires happiness for oneself, should give up What is the process? So, here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also in Actual Devotion, this verse is quoted by the Acharyas. They say, a devotee who is praying to these desires, they are unwanted desires. They harass the devotees. So devotee essentially is praying, Kama dinam katina katidha palita durnidesas tasam jata maina karuna natrapano pushanti utsajjaita natho yadupate samprati labdha buddhim tam ayata saranam abhayam mang nijikshatmadasi. It's a very important thing. Here the devotee is praying to these unwanted desires. When a devotee has attained divine consciousness, he can offer such prayers to the unwanted desires. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Shruti vipratipannate yadasthasyati nischala samadha vichala buddhi tadajugam avapsyasi. Shruti vipratipannate. Krishna tells to Arjuna, when your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery languages of the Vedas, that means if you sincerely desire happiness for yourself, then don't become attracted to perform those ritualistic ceremonies which are offered in the Karmakanda section of the Veda to get sense gratification. So your mind should be totally freed from such executions. Okay, so here in this connection, when it is said, Sarma Kama, one who desires happiness for himself, so definitely he is not desiring happiness by executing those recommendations given in the Karmakanda sections of the Veda. So then, when one has attained divine consciousness, he can actually become Sarma Kama. He can actually desire happiness for himself. In that situation, the devotee prays to the Lord like this, Kama dinam katina katidha palita durnideshas. How such kind of prayer become manifest in the life of a sadhaka? We study Shastra, we hear, but still it does not appear in our life. That's why in this connection it is said, one who is who is endeavoring the rigid practice of Krishna consciousness, then that may become possible. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Prayatnat Jatamanastu Yogi Samsuddha Kilvishaha. Kilvishaha. When one becomes completely free from all material contaminations. What is that? Prayatnad. When one endeavors by rigid practice. That time, yogi samsuddha kalvisa. When a yogi, by rigid practice of the principle of Krishna consciousness, he becomes washed of all contaminations. That time it may become possible. That's why constant endeavor is very, very essential. Without endeavoring constantly, we cannot become free from the attack of our enemies. So in that connection, when the devotee is praying, Kama dinam katina katida, what is his mood? Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when he says, Sarma kama, so satrunam api mangalam kamayate sa. So this is how he is kind of, you know, praying to his enemies. Oh, my dear enemy, you have been dictating many times
And I have been following all these unwanted desires. Palita durnideshas. But you have never become merciful to me. This is how the devotee is praying to these ill desires, his enemies. I have been following your dictations, but you have never become merciful to me. Samprati labdha buddhim. I have attained intelligence. Now I have gained spiritual intelligence. What is that? Now I want to become engaged in the service of the Jadupati, the master of the Jadu. Same mood is reflected by Madhavendra Puri Pad. When Madhavendra Puri, he prayed to these even regulative principles. Sometimes people want to become happy. In this connection, this sarma kama should not be taken in a wrong sense. It should be understood correctly. Some people feel by following these regulative principles in form of sandhya vandanam, etc., offering oblations to the forefathers, one can be happy. Those who practice this karma kanda section of the Veda, they sometimes find fault with the devotees of Krishna, because the devotees of Krishna, they are not interested in executing those regulative principles. And they have understood the benefit of simply serving Krishna. So, Acharya Madhavendra Puri, he prays, Sandhya Vandanam Bhadramastu Bhavato Bhushnanatubhyam Namaha Bho Deva Tarpanascha Pitrascha Tarpanavidhok Nahang Samakshamyatam Jatra Kwapi Nisadya Jaduttamakula Jadu Nisadya Jadu Sattamakulasya Kamsadvisa Smaram Smaram Agham Harami Tat Alam Manni Tat Annina. Sandhya Vandanam Bhadramastu. Here Madhavendra Puri is not desiring his happiness by performing Sandhya Vandan. Sandhya Vandanam Bhadramastu. He is saying, all glory to my three time prayers. See, sarma kama, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says, so satrunam mangalam kamayate. Here, they are the enemies. Yes, they are enemies. If you become too much engrossed in sense gratification, why want to satisfy his forefathers? Why he performed his demigod worship? Because he wants some enjoyment. So in that way, the devotee is praying to them. He is saying, Sandhya Vandanam Bhadramastu. All glory to you, Sandhya Vandan, three times prayer. Bhavato Snanatubhyam Namaha. O bathing, I offer my obeisances unto you. That is how he is kind of, you know, glorifying them. Jatra Kwapi Nisadya Jaduttamakulasya. Wherever I sit now, I can remember the great descendant of Yadu dynasty, Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa. And I feel just by remembering Krishna, I can become free from the reactions of all sinful desires. I think this is sufficient for me, he is saying. So he does not want to perform anything which will even bring happiness in material platform. So, a devotee, he understands these principles very nicely. While explaining the process of devotional service, here Prabhupada is speaking that the strong desire for sex can be subdued only by advancement in Krishna consciousness. Advancement in Krishna consciousness means devotional service. While describing the process of devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Kama krodhere dasa haiya tar lathi khai. Bhramite bhramite jadi sadhu vaidya pai. Tar upadesh mantre pisachi palai. Krishna bhakti pai tabe Krishna nikade jai. Kam krodhere dasa haiya tar lathi khai. Conditioned souls, they become the servant of the lusty desire. And when the desire is not satisfied, they become servant of their angers. And in this way, they are constantly being kicked by the illusory energy. Kaam ko dhare dasaya tarla tikhai. But bhramite bhramite jadi sadhu vaidya pai, wondering and wondering in this universe, if by chance he comes in contact with a devotee, doctor, devotee doctor, vaidya, then what happens? Tar upadesh mantra, by the instruction and the hymns, the mantra of such a devotee doctor, the witch flees, which goes away. Then one can come to Krishna, gets Krishna bhakti. So this is the process. This is the process. When we see that a devotee desires happiness for himself, means he sincerely engages himself in the service of the Supreme Lord. Prayatnat Yatamanas. He endeavors only just to serve Krishna. In the beginning of this purport, Srila Prabhupada brings a contrast. In the first sentence, he says, we have actually seen, especially in the Western countries, that men who have reached more than 80 years of age still go to nightclubs and pay heavy fees to drink wine and associate with women. When you read this, people may feel, oh, your Swamiji cannot tolerate Western people. See what he is saying? Are Baba, you try to understand. Prabhupada is not trying to criticize Western audience here. He is actually trying to tell us that irrespective of who you are, he might have said Western, in Western countries. By saying Western country, actually he is pointing out to those, including Indians and born in any other country, have taken up sense gratification as the soul of their life. Don't misunderstand this statement. By indicating one thing, he is pointing out everybody. Not that he is finding fault with the people who are living in the Western world. And they are the only one who is interested in sense gratification. If you see, you know, India is even more degraded today. What kind of fashions you see today? Sarma kama drutam tyajet. So the principle is, those who are interested in sense gratification, they are condemned here. By saying Western countries, they go to nightclub. Does it mean that there is no nightclub in India? People don't go to nightclub? They don't drink wine and associate with the women? Yes, there are a lot. Even it is, these kind of practices are filtering into the village life, even nowadays. People are becoming contaminated. So, those who desire happiness for themselves, they should take lesson from this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. How one should lead his life. Although such men are too old to enjoy anything. Very important thing. Jiriyato jana jiriyate. Some says when one becomes old and invalid, he cannot enjoy. But here it is said, even when one is an invalid because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification. These ill desires, they continue to attack us. They are our enemy. Enemy's duty is to attack. One time, Akbar, he asked Birbal, he said, "My dear minister, can you tell me when one can become free from the attack of these sinful desires?" Birbal said, "They keep on attacking until death." Akbar said, "Come on, Birbal, be a little bit, you know, sensitive. Somebody becomes, you know, old and invalid, or maybe they don't get food to eat. How can they desire?" Birbal said, "Okay, my dear sir, I will prove to you when time comes." Many months passed by. One day, Birbal came to Akbar. He said, "My dear sir, now we have to visit some place. We have to go now." He said, "Okay, let's go." He said, no, you have to bring your daughter with you." "My daughter has to come?" King had a young daughter at that time. "Okay." Then Birbal, Akbar, and the daughter, young daughter, the three of them, they started their journey. And Birbal brought them to a house where an old man was lying on the deathbed. When they arrived on the spot, Birbal told Akbar, "You and your daughter go and stand near the feet of the dying man." And when they went and stood, this old man who was lying on the deathbed, he was looking at the beautiful daughter, not the king. Then Birbal said, "My dear sir, did you get your reply?" He said, "Yes, I got it now." So this is the kind of, you know, proof this verse says. Jiriyato jana jiriyate. Even the body becomes invalid. The time deteriorates, even this material body. But time does not have the power to destroy these diseases. This time deteriorates everything. The disease is very difficult. It can be destroyed only by Krishna consciousness. That's why when we say sarma kama drutam tyajet, when Prabhupada is saying a person desiring his own happiness, it should not be misinterpreted that by following so-called Vedic injunctions one can become happy and then he can become free from lusty desires. No. Even by taking up the practice of Krishna consciousness, one who is more and more becoming implicated to serve his senses, he cannot become free from the attacks of his enemies. So in this connection you need to understand a person who desires his own happiness, what does it mean? Happiness in Krishna consciousness. Tumar sevai dukkha hoi jato sevato parama sukh. A devotee finds happiness only through the service of the Supreme Lord. Chanting His holy name, honoring His prasadam, listening to the pastimes of the Lord, doing menial service like cleaning the temple, even growing some vegetables, grains for the Lord in the field, cultivating flower for the Lord. When a devotee sincerely engages his senses in the service of the Lord, he can become free from the attacks of his enemies. That is the definition of sarma kama. One who desires happiness for himself means he does not become just an armchair philosopher. He understands the definition of pure devotional service. Anusilanam, active engagement of the senses. He engages his senses actively in Krishna's service. Never become lazy. He engages his senses. Then you can say that person, he desires happiness for himself. Otherwise, one who is simply happy. How? When you practice devotional service, you can get vaisayika sukha, one of the characteristics of your devotional service. Kesagni, subhada, maksalauta, etc. Subhada, second item. Subhada means vaisayika sukha and brahma sukha. Two types of happiness appears to the practitioners of your devotional service. Vaisayika sukha means happiness in material realm. So it will come to the devotee. Even without executing those injunctions of the Karmakanda section of the Veda, a devotee can get vaisayika sukha, can get material enjoyment. So he needs to know how to handle it. If he is not handling them properly, even till old age, when he has become invalid, still these enemies will keep on attacking in form of unwanted desires. Very difficult. So, one who desires happiness for himself, he should sincerely engage himself in all types of devotional service while engaging his senses, mind and intelligence, words. Prabhutta nibhriti anusilan. Then he can become happy and satisfied, and he will become free from the attacks of his enemy. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment you may have? Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful lecture. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that only by advancement in Krishna consciousness can one subdue the lustful desires. Right? So, like, here we are reading the story of Maharaj Jayati. He was a great devotee. Like, few while ago we read the story of Maharaj Pururva. So we read about Maharaj Pururva. So they were great devotees. Then how come they be attacked by these desires? This seems like a paradox.
He's saying Pururava, he was a devotee of the Lord, still they are attacked. Then it seems like when you become the devotee of the Lord, you can become free from these sinful desires. It's like a paradox. Try to understand, there are different types of devotees. Even Kanishta Adhikari Vaishnava, Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnava, Uttam Adhikari Vaishnava. So, when one Because in that verse I was quoting in Bhagavad Gita, Shruti vipratipannate yadasthasyati nischala samadha vachalabuddhi tada yogam abhapshashi. One has attained divine consciousness. Who is that? Who is even not interested in performing any ritualistic ceremony that are offered in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. Even those who are engaged in those activities, they can also be sometimes called as devotees. King Prachina Varhi, he was following these Vedas, right? He was performing all these ritualistic ceremonies. And then when Narad Muni came, what happened? He instructed him by the association of the devotee. Then their devotion became more intensified in Krishna consciousness. Here in this case, Yajati, you see, Yajati is a devotee. Why? Who came to tell? He just by discussing with his wife, he understood what I have done. And his transcendental intelligence was awakened. Now he is speaking. How can you say he is not devotee? So, apparently speaking, these enemies may sometimes hurt a devotee, but they cannot kill. A devotee, he may become injured for some time, and afterwards, because of his power of devotional service, he will be protected by Krishna. Krishna will protect him. This is the difference. Even if the devotee is attacked by these enemies, he is injured, but he will be rescued by Krishna. And that is how Krishna is glorified. Krishna says, Name bhakta pranasyati. He rescues, protects his devotee. So, we need to see the kind of actual side of the story. Not that this is just a paradox. You try to see it in a negative way. No, there are many sides that to be seen here. In this case of Yajati Maharaj, he was sincere. So, Krishna from within inspired him. And we have seen many devotees, those who are sincere, they may sometimes, yes, it's not new, sometimes devotees are also attacked, strong, the enemies are very strong. And those who are sincere, we have seen, they actually are protected, they are rescued. There are many instances, even in our practical life experience, we have seen it. So, this is how Krishna is kind of, being known to us through these stories. When we read these things, our dedication, our service to Krishna should intensify. Oh, how Krishna protects his devotees. At the same time, if you are not yet attacked by these enemies, then you should also sincerely continue your practice. And in a very short period of time, you can attain Krishna. Krishna will be, taking care of you nicely. So, another thing is, doesn't mean that a devotee, once he takes up Krishna consciousness, he does not desire for sense gratification. You have independence, right? By misuse of your independence, if you desire sense gratification, what's wrong? So how can you blame Krishna? How can you blame Krishna in that situation? You desire sense gratification and you blame Krishna. No, you cannot do that. It's not a paradox. We need to understand from the proper perspective. When you become true devotee, Krishna actually helps. Many devotees have realized this. Many devotees. So from these realizations, we should understand that if I become devotee, Krishna will definitely protect me, and that should be strong, their desire should be strong than the desire for becoming happy through sense gratification. This is the lesson for us in this connection. Does it make some sense to you? Understand? Okay, thank you, Sadhu. Yes, Sadhu. Sandhya Vandanam, Sandhya. There are three times in a day, morning time, noon time, and evening time, different prayers are offered to the forefathers and to the different, you know, demigods who desire some sense gratification in the world, material enjoyment. They want to legally enjoy this world. That's why three times a day they do their rituals. That is Sandhya Vandanam. Sandhya three times a day. Those who want to enjoy in a bona fide way. We are not interested neither in bona fide enjoyment nor in unbona fide enjoyment. A devotee's business is simply to serve the Lord. Why are you interested in bona fide enjoyment? What is bona fide in this world, material world? Huh? Krishna is only bona fide. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. समवेत भक्तवृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि।